Surah An-Nahl, verses 83 to 89.
And besides him provides those blessings. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. They recognize the ni'mats of Allah, yet they are in denial. ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. And they fail to acknowledge him. So some fail to acknowledge Allah at all, or they associate partner gods with him. Those who fail to acknowledge him at all are kuffar, disbelievers, atheists, while those who associate and equate others to him are mushrikeen. So that was the past discussion. This passage, which we are dealing with today, deals with the punishment due for them on the day of resurrection. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it that they heed the warning and refrain. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ayah 84. Wa yawma nab'athu min kulli ummatin shahida. And that awful day ought to be remembered. The day when a witness would be raised up against each nation from among them. On the day of Qiyamah, from every nation, a witness, نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدٍ, a witness will be raised up against them. That witness would be the messenger of Allah who had been sent to them. He would testify against them and bear witness to their evil deeds. ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْذَنُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Then those who disbelieve would not be given an opportunity to present excuses. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not ask him, what was your excuse? No excuses. وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. Nor would they be expected to earn Allah's pleasure in any other way. So this means they would not be given a chance to make amends, because the hereafter is the abode of compensation, darul jaza, and not the abode of action and deeds, darul amal. Today is a time of amal, tomorrow is a time of recompense. So they will not be given an opportunity to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again. Ayah 85, وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابِ. And when the evildoers, kuffar and mushrikeen, see their punishment before their eyes, and they are admitted into it, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ. It shall not be lessened for them in any way. وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ. Nor would they be granted respite from it. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ. Ayah 86. And when those who associated partner gods with Allah see their partner gods, whom they had worshipped along with Allah, when they see them on the day of Qiyamah, at one point they will exclaim, قالوا, they will exclaim, رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُو مِن دُونِكَ. They will exclaim in confession of their sin, O our Lord, هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا. These are our partner gods whom we used to worship instead of you. But their partner gods, fearing a repercussion from this confession from the evildoers, they will also be afraid, fearing a repercussion, فَأَلْقَوْ إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ. They will at once throw their words back at them, saying, إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Indeed, you are liars. This implies that their presumed partner gods will reject any affiliation with them, and they will disown them entirely. They will say, you are not worshipping us. They will deny. وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ السَّلَمُ. Ayah 87. And on that day, the disbelievers and polytheists will offer submission to Allah and acknowledge him being the only one worthy of worship. They will acknowledge. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And all that which they fabricated in this world of partner gods, etc., would ultimately part from them. Ayah 88. أَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those among them who disbelieved in the truth. وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they deterred others too from the path of Allah. زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ. We shall heap punishment upon them. بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ. In exchange for the corruption that they caused. They will have a dual punishment, one for being disbelievers in Allah, and the other for deterring others from the right path and wreaking corruption and disorder in the world by promoting kufr and shirk. Now we go to the next passage, the connection of the next two ayat. We will do ayah 89 today, ayah 90 tomorrow. So have inshallah, having described the manner in which previous anbiya would testify against their people, the next passage describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's testimony against his people on that awful day. Since testifying against a people on that day is exclusive to the prophets and messengers of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's testifying is meant to establish to them that he is indeed a legitimate prophet and messenger of Allah. And his prophethood is supported by the fact that he received a divine book from Allah. Since this book given to him has been described as one that encompasses all religious matters, tibyanan li kulli shay, and one that is a guidance and a mercy for those who believe, the subsequent ayah, number 90, provides an example of what the Quran promotes and advocates. So ayah 89, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And that day ought to be remembered and feared, when we will raise from every people a witness from among them against them. And that witness would be the prophet sent to them, who either lived with them only, or who lived with them, and ethnically belonged to them as well. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَىٰ. And we will produce you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a witness against these people, the polytheists of Makkah. And since appointing you as a witness against your people implies that you are a Rasul, your appointment is established by the fact that وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. We have revealed the miraculous book to you, which along with being a miracle, also has the attributes of and merits of being tibyanan likulli shay, tibyanan, a direct or indirect exposition of all religious matters, directly through the Quran or indirectly through the Sunnah and Hadith. So the Quran is an exposition of all matters, directly through the Quran or indirectly through its commentary, which is the Hadith. And وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And for the Muslims specifically, it is pure guidance, rahmah, a tremendous mercy, wa bushra, and a conveyor of glad tidings. So this is a summary of this ruku. Inshallah, we will do the tilawat of this ruku. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا ثم لا يؤذن للذين كفروا ولا هم يستعتبون وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُو مِن دُونِكَ فَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ السَّلَمَ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ مَوْلَانَا الْعَظِيمُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.